The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Tuesday, Good News Day. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, March 8th, 2022, Tuesday of the first week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the commemoration of St. John of God. Born in 1495, he was 40 by the time he decided to give the rest of his life to God's service. He headed for Africa, where he hoped to free captive Christians and possibly be martyred. He was advised that his desire for martyrdom wasn't spiritually well-based, so he went back to Spain and ran a religious goods store, but he still wasn't settled. He was moved by a sermon of St. John of Avila and one day engaged in a public beating of himself. He was committed to a mental hospital, and St. John of Avila himself advised him to be more involved in tending to the needs of others. Well, John of God established a house where he tended to the needs of the sick poor. He attracted helpers who, 20 years after John's death, formed the Brothers Hospitallers, now a worldwide religious order. John of God became ill after 10 years of service and died in 1550. Saint John of God, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for Christians facing new bioethical challenges. May they continue to defend the dignity of all human life with prayer and action. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today we read from chapter 6 of St. Matthew, the part of the Sermon on the Mount that explains the three practices of Lent: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. It starts with almsgiving. When you give alms, you say, "Do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do," right? Then on prayer, when you pray, "Do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues." And also, when you pray, "Do not babble as the pagans do, for they think that they will be heard because of the many words. Do not be like them." And finally, fasting. When you fast, "Do not look dismal as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting." So today we read, Jesus, your advice on prayer. When we pray, you tell us, we don't need to heap up empty phrases or to babble as pagans do, that there is no need to try to persuade God with eloquence, to try to convince God with beautiful phrases or poems or speeches. And you, Jesus, explain why. You explain it in a way that nobody will ever forget. We remember it well 2,000 years later, because your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Our God is not a distant God you need to persuade. He is your Father, and He cares, and He knows what you need. So here's what I want to meditate upon today: the Our Father, the prayer of prayers. You remember that classic quote of Saint Teresa of Lisieux? She says, "Sometimes, when I'm in such a state of spiritual dryness that not a single good thought occurs to me, I say very slowly the Our Father or the Hail Mary. And these prayers suffice to take me out of myself and wonderfully refresh me." Well, Praying the Our Father slowly has been one of the best meditation teachings of the saints. Saint Ignatius suggested that those who were striving to grow in prayer should pray the Our Father very slowly, to start with one word and not to pass on to the next until that word produced its full meaning. They tell the story of a young novice who once asked Saint Teresa of Avila, "Mother, what should I do to become a contemplative?" Without missing a beat, Saint Teresa explained, "Say the Our Father, but take an hour to say it." And Saint Cyprian of Carthage, a 3rd century bishop, wrote, "The Lord's Prayer contains many great mysteries of our faith. In these few words, there's a great spiritual strength, for it contains all of our prayers and petitions." There you are. And that's why the Catechism of the Catholic Church says the Lord's Prayer is truly the summary of the whole Gospel. Wow. Well, let's see if in this time of prayer, Jesus, you help us to discover why you told us to pray with it. But we have two accounts of this prayer. One is St. Luke's and the other St. Matthew's, the one we read today. According to Luke, one day your disciples, Jesus, saw you praying and were captivated. So they asked you to teach them to pray. They didn't ask you for a prayer, but for a way to pray, just as John the Baptist had taught his disciples. Now they wanted to know how you, Jesus, prayed, so they could pray like you, to follow your system, to pray according to Jesus' style. Eh? Then it came the prayer of the disciples, like a membership badge. This is how the disciples of Jesus pray. We dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven." Well, that's the context of St. Luke. The context of St. Matthew is the Sermon of the Mount, where you, Jesus, were teaching your followers the ways of the new covenant, the new way to give alms, the new way to fast, the new way to pray. You explained, "This is the way the hypocrites pray, showing off, the way the Gentiles pray to their gods, babbling like babies." And then you say, "But now it all changes. Now when you pray, do it this way." Interesting. The Greek version says, "Hotos on prosohesthe himes." This is how you should pray. "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." You, Jesus, didn't give your disciples any formula to recite. You didn't say, "Well, this is what you should pray," or "This is what you should say." You love freedom. You respect our initiative. So, rather than just putting words in our mouths, you give us style and some ideas we can develop in our own words. The Our Father is not just a prayer. It's the handbook of Christian prayer. It's an encyclopedia on prayer. What we really need is to take this prayer to our prayer and squeeze it to extract from it all the juice we can get, just as the saints have done. We find in it 3 commitments and 3 requests. Each of them would provide enough material for a whole meditation in itself. In fact, it is a challenge for 10 minutes with Jesus, a series of meditations, one on each of the sentences of the Our Father. Well, 3 commitments. The first, a commitment to bear witness. "Hallowed be thy name." The commitment to worship, to glorify God. The second, a commitment to faithfulness. "Thy kingdom come." The commitment to help you, Jesus, to spread your kingdom. The third, a commitment to love. "Thy will be done." Commitment to love God's will and try to fulfill it in everything. The will of God is perfectly fulfilled in heaven. Now we need to cooperate to make it effective on earth. So 3 commitments, and then 3 requests. A request for God's support. "Give us this day our daily bread, all we need for the sustenance of our body, and also for our soul," for this bread with a capital B, you remember. The second is a request for forgiveness of sins. Forgive us our trespasses, for the deliverance from sin. And third, a request for salvation from evil. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So first, you, Jesus, invite us to give three times. And then you invite us to ask three times. First, we commit to being the kind of people God wants us to be, the people who glorify Him and spread His kingdom and do His will. And then we ask for what we need. And all of this as children talking to the Father God, the Our Father. Another saint said that when she tried to pray the Our Father slowly, she could never get past the word Father. And it's no surprise. This is the whole point. You, Jesus, say, when you pray, don't pray like the hypocrites and don't pray like the pagans, because you are children, children of God. Well, we run out of time, but you can continue your prayer. May you just take the Our Father slowly, as St. Teresa and St. Ignatius and St. Teresa of Lisieux, and see what comes to your heart. Mary, my Mother Immaculate, during this Lent, teach me to pray the Our Father, as I have never said it before, as I have never prayed in my life. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
16 past the hour. You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. On Tuesday of the first week of Lent, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin our day of prayer joining with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
Lord, why do you stand afar off and hide yourself in times of distress? The poor man is devoured by the pride of the wicked. He is caught in the schemes that others have made. For the wicked man boasts of his heart's desires. The covetous blasphemes and spurns the Lord. In his pride, the wicked says, he will not punish. There is no God. Such are his thoughts. His path is ever untroubled. Your judgment is far from his mind. His enemies he regards with contempt, he thinks. Never shall I falter. Misfortune shall never be my lot. His mouth is full of cursing, guile, oppression, mischief, and deceit under his tongue. He lies in wait among the reeds. The innocent he murders in secret. His eyes are on watch for the helpless man. He lurks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks in hiding to seize the poor. He seizes the poor man and drags him away. He crouches, preparing to spring, and the helpless fall beneath his strength. He thinks in his heart, God forgets. He hides his face. He does not see.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
Arise then, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked spurn the Lord and think in his heart, he will not punish? But you have seen the trouble and sorrow. You note it. You take it in hand. The helpless trusts himself to you, for you are the helper of the orphan. Break the power of the wicked and the sinner. Punish his wickedness till nothing remains. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen shall perish from the land he rules. Lord, you hear the prayer of the poor. You strengthen their hearts. You turn your ear to protect the rights of the orphan and oppressed, so that mortal man may strike terror no more.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Rise up, Lord, in defense of your people. Do not hide your face from our troubles. Father of orphans, wealth of the poor, we rejoice in making you known. May we find comfort and security in times of pain and anxiety.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
Help, O Lord, for good men have vanished. Truth has gone from the sons of men. Falsehood they speak to one another, with lying lips and with a false heart. May the Lord destroy all lying lips, the tongue that speaks high-sounding words, those who say, our tongue is our strength. Our lips are our own. Who is our master? For the poor who are oppressed and the needy who groan, I myself will arise, says the Lord. I will grant them the salvation for which they thirst. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. It is you, O Lord, who will take us in your care and protect us forever from this generation. See how the wicked prowl on every side, while the worthless are prized highly by the sons of men.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Your light is true light, Lord, and your truth shines like the day. Direct us to the salvation through your life-giving words. May we be saved by always embracing your word.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
This is the favorable time.
This is the day of salvation.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I am the Lord. Repeat to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I tell you. But Moses protested to the Lord, Since I am a poor speaker, how can it be that Pharaoh will listen to me? The Lord answered him, See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall act as your prophet. You shall tell him all that I command you. In turn, your brother Aaron shall tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites leave his land. Yet I will make Pharaoh so obstinate that despite the many signs and wonders that you and I will work in the land of Egypt, he will not listen to you. Therefore I will lay my hand on Egypt, and by great acts of judgment I will bring the hosts of my people, the Israelites, out of the land of Egypt, so that the Egyptians may learn that I am the Lord, as I stretch out my hand against Egypt and lead the Israelites out of their midst. Moses and Aaron did as the Lord had commanded. Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83, when they spoke to Pharaoh. The Lord told Moses and Aaron, If Pharaoh demands that you work a sign or wonder, you shall say to Aaron, Take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh, and it will be changed into a snake. Then Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, and did as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw his staff down before Pharaoh and his servants, and it was changed into a snake. Pharaoh in turn summoned wise men and sorcerers, and they also, the magicians of Egypt, did likewise by their magic arts. Each one threw down his staff, and it was changed into a snake. But Aaron's staff swallowed their staffs. Pharaoh, however, was obstinate and would not listen to them, just as the Lord had foretold. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh is obdurate in refusing to let his people go. Tomorrow morning when he sets out for the water, go and present yourself by the riverbank, holding in your hand the staff that turned into a serpent. Say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you with this message. Let my people go to worship in the desert. But as yet you have not listened. The Lord now says, This is how you shall know that I am the Lord. I will strike the water of the river with the staff I hold, and it shall be changed into blood. The fish in the river shall die, and the river itself shall become so polluted that the Egyptians will be unable to drink its water. The Lord then said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, their streams and canals and pools and all their supplies of water, that they may become blood. Throughout the land of Egypt there shall be blood, even in the wooden pails and stone jars. Moses and Aaron did as the Lord had commanded. Aaron raised his staff and struck the waters of the river in full view of Pharaoh and his servants, and all the water of the river was changed into blood. The fish in the river died, and the river itself became so polluted that the Egyptians could not drink its water. There was blood throughout the land of Egypt. But the Egyptian magicians did the same by their magic arts. So Pharaoh remained obstinate and would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had foretold. He turned away and went into his house with no concern even for this. All the Egyptians had to dig in the neighborhood of the river for drinking water, since they could not drink the river water. 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the river. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The angel poured out the vial into the river, and the waters turned into blood. Then I heard him cry, You are just, O Holy One, and just as the punishment you have decreed.
These men have spilled the blood of the saints and the prophets.
Then I heard another angel cry from the altar, Lord God Almighty, your judgments are true and just.
These men have spilled the blood of the saints and the prophets.
From a treatise from the Lord's Prayer by St. Cyprian, Bishop and Martyr. Dear brothers, the commands of the gospel are nothing else than God's lessons, the foundations on which to build up hope, the supports for strengthening faith, the food that nourishes the heart. They are the rudder for keeping us on the right course, the protection that keeps our salvation secure. As they instruct the receptive minds of believers on earth, they lead safely to the kingdom of heaven. God willed that many things should be said by the prophets, his servants, and listened to by his people. How much greater are the things spoken by the Son? These are now witnessed to by the very word of God who spoke through the prophets. The word of God does not now command us to prepare for his coming. He comes in person and opens up the way for us and directs us toward it. Before we wandered in the darkness of death aimlessly and blindly, now we are enlightened by the light of grace and are to keep to the highway of life with the Lord to proceed and direct us. The Lord has given us many counsels and commandments to help us toward salvation. He has even given us a pattern of prayer, instructing us on how we are to pray. He has given us life, and with his accustomed generosity, he has also taught us how to pray. He has made it easier for us to be heard as we pray to the Father and the words taught us by the Son. He had already foretold that the hour was coming when true worshipers would worship the Father in spirit and in truth. He fulfilled what he had promised before so that we who have received the Spirit and the truth through the holiness he has given us may worship in truth and in the Spirit through the prayer he has taught. What prayer could be more a prayer of the Spirit than the one given us by Christ, by whom the Holy Spirit was sent upon us? What prayer could be more a prayer in the truth than the one spoken by the lips of the Son, who is truth himself? It follows that to pray in any other way than the Son has taught us is not only the result of ignorance, but of sin. He himself has commanded it and has said, you reject the command of God to set up your own tradition. So, my brothers, let us pray as God our Master has taught us, to ask the Father in words his Son has given us, to let him hear the prayer of Christ ringing in his ears, is to make our prayer one of friendship, a family prayer. Let the Father recognize the words of his Son. Let the Son who lives in our hearts be also on our lips. We have him as an advocate for sinners before the Father. When we ask forgiveness for our sins, let us use the words given by our advocate. He tells us, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. What more effective prayer could we then make in the name of Christ than in the words of his very own prayer? Until now you have asked for nothing in my name.
Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
Whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will give you, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
Let us pray. Look upon your family, Lord, that through the chastening effects of bodily discipline, our minds may be radiant in your presence with the strength of our yearning for you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
22 minutes before the hour, and we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, March 8th, 2022, Tuesday of the first week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord gives us the prayer that we all know. It's from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
And in praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. This is a good time to talk about the guardian angels. You know, each one of us has one. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Angels came and ministered to him. The guardian angels have the specific mission of helping every man to reach his supernatural end. Behold, I send an angel before you, the Lord says to Moses, to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. And the Catechism of the Council of Trent comments, just as fathers, when their sons have to travel among bad and dangerous roads, make sure they are accompanied by people who can guard them and defend them from danger, so in the same way does our Heavenly Father as we set out along the path that leads to our heavenly home. He gives each one of us an angel. He does this so that, strengthened by his power and help, we may be freed from the snares cunningly set by our enemies and may repel the terrible assaults that they make on us. He wants us to walk straight along the path with such guides so that no obstacle placed in our way by the enemy should turn us aside from the way that leads to heaven. Thus, the mission of the guardian angels is to help men in the face of all temptations and dangers and to bring good inspirations to their hearts. They are our intercessors, our guardians, and they give us their help whenever we invoke them. The saints intercede for men. The guardian angels not only pray for men, but they carry out duties towards them. If intercession takes place through the blessed in heaven, through the guardian angels, there is both intercession and direct intervention. They are at the same time advocates for men before God and ministers of God before men. The guardian angel can also give us material help if this is good for our supernatural end or for that of others. We should never hesitate to ask them for favors in the little material things that we need each day. Finding a parking space, not missing a bus, help in an examination we have worked for. They can cooperate with us, especially in the apostolate. Their assistance is invaluable in our struggle against temptations and against the devil, and in our prayer. As well as taking our thoughts up to God, they bring God's help to our souls, and they watch over them like good shepherds, communicating sweet messages and divine inspirations. The angels defend us against those wolves, which are the devils, and they protect us. We have to treat our guardian angel as we would a good friend. He is always on the watch, constantly prepared to give us his aid if only we would ask him. It is a great pity when, through ignorance or forgetfulness, we do not sense the company of such a faithful companion, or do not ask him for help whenever we need it. We are never alone at moments of temptation or difficulty. Our guardian angel helps us. He will remain by our side until the very moment we leave this world. At the end of our lives, our guardian angel will accompany us before God's judgment seat. As the liturgy of the church tells us in its prayers for the soul at the moment of death. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, time to pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord.
The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas. On the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. King of glory, Lord of power and might, cleanse our hearts from all sin. Preserve the innocence of our hands and keep our minds from vanity, so that we may deserve your blessing in your holy place.
The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord.
Praise the eternal King in all your deeds.
Praise the eternal King in all your deeds.
Blessed be God who lives forever because his kingdom lasts for all ages.
For he scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the nether world, and he brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape his hand.
Praise him, you Israelites, before the Gentiles. For though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there.
Exalt him before every living being, because he is the Lord our God, our Father and God forever.
He scourged you for your iniquities, but will again have mercy on you all. He will gather you from all the Gentiles among whom you have been scattered.
When you turn back to him with all your heart to do what is right before him, then he will turn back to you and no longer hide his face from you.
So now consider what he has done for you, and praise him with full voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness, and exalt the King of all the ages.
In the land of my exile, I praise him, and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation. Turn back, you sinners, do the right before him. Perhaps he may look with favor upon you and show you mercy.
As for me, I exalt my God, and my spirit rejoices in the King of heaven. Let all men speak of his majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Praise the eternal King in all your deeds.
The loyal heart must praise the Lord.
The loyal heart must praise the Lord.
Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts.
Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp. With a 10-stringed lute, sing him songs. O sing him a song that is new. Play loudly with all your skill.
For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love.
By his word, the heavens were made. By the breath of his mouth, all the stars. He collects the waves of the ocean. He stores up the depths of the sea.
Let all the earth fear the Lord. All who live in the world revere him. He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, it sprang into being.
He frustrates the designs of the nations. He defeats the plans of the peoples. His own designs shall stand forever, the plans of his heart from age to age.
They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. From the heavens the Lord looks forth. He sees all the children of men.
From the place where he dwells, he gazes on all the dwellers of the earth. He who shapes the hearts of them all and considers all their deeds.
A king is not saved by his army, nor a warrior preserved by his strength. A vain hope for safety is the horse. Despite its power, it cannot save.
The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine.
Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. In him do our hearts find joy. We trust in his holy name.
May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Nourish your people, Lord, for we hunger for your word. Rescue us from the death of sin and fill us with your mercy, that we may share your presence and the joys of all the saints.
The loyal heart must praise the Lord.
A reading from the book of Joel. Return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare,
from those who would trap me with lying words, and from the hunter's snare. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Let us pray. Praise to Christ, who has given us himself as the bread from heaven. Let us pray to him, saying,
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Lord, feed us at the banquet of the Eucharist.
With all the gifts of your Paschal sacrifice,
Jesus,
you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Give us a perfect heart to receive your word,
that we may bring forth fruit in patience.
Jesus,
you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Make us eager to work with you in building a better world,
so that it may listen to your church and its gospel of peace.
Jesus,
you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
We confess, Lord, that we have sinned.
Wash us clean by your gift of salvation.
Jesus,
you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
And now we pause to express our own needs and those of our community.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Look upon your family, Lord, that through the chastening effects of bodily discipline, our minds may be radiant in your presence with the strength of our yearning for you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Okay, so go out and share the good news, since it's Tuesday Good News Day. Morning Air is coming up with John and Glenn in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid in just a little bit. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.